AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We've tried, but we have not heard from Bill Cosby's lawyers yet about his drugs and sex admission. In a court case years ago, Cosby admitted that he got hold of Quaaludes to give to women he wanted to have sex with. The 2005 court documents are just being released after the AP went to court to get them released publicly. AP correspondent Mary Claire Dale on why this has taken this long.
Cosby's lawyers argued that the documents, if they were unsealed, would prove extremely embarrassing to Cosby because they would reveal details of his marriage, sex life, and prescription drug use.
In the sworn testimony released yesterday, Cosby admitted that he gave Quaaludes, a sedative, to at least one woman. The sexual abuse lawsuit was filed by a former Temple University employee, the first of a cascade of lawsuits against Bill Cosby. The South Carolina Senate has voted to pull the Confederate flag off the Capitol grounds. State Senator Vincent Shaheen.
These wounds we've been dealing with for 200 years plus, we've been pulling the Band-Aid off really slowly. And it hasn't been good for us.
But Senator Lee Bright said during the debate that the Confederate flag is not what some critics think it is.
People that didn't even own slaves, I mean 97% of them, if I believe that that's what they fought and died, I'd be with you climbing up there to take that flag down. But that's not what they fought for. They fought for their homes.
The South Carolina Senate will take a second vote today, which would send the proposal to the state house, where it faces a less certain future. Now to struggling Greece. Beginning next hour, an emergency Eurozone summit meeting on Greece and its financial problems. The prime minister will offer a new plan to creditors that he hopes will restart negotiations on getting new loans for his country. This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump is backing away from his criticism of Mexican immigrants, but still says Mexico is using the U.S. as a dumping ground for criminals. Our Warren Levinson's got this story.
The Trump statement says many fabulous people come in from Mexico and our country is better for it. He also says the Mexican government is, in his words, forcing their most unwanted people into the United States, among them criminals, rapists, drug dealers, etc. The characterization of Mexican immigrants as drug dealers and rapists when he announced for president last month has torn through Trump's businesses. Univision, NBC, Televisa, and Macy's have cut ties with Trump, and many stars have withdrawn from the Miss USA pageant, which he partly owns. Warren Levinson, New York.
San Francisco's sheriff is defending his office's decision to release a Mexican man who was in the U.S. illegally and who is now suspected of killing a woman at a sightseeing pier. The sheriff says ICE should have issued an arrest warrant for him. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.